Today's WBFO brief was recorded at around 8:30 in the morning. This is WBFO News.
University District Council member Rashid Wyatt is expected to join the field of candidates looking to become Buffalo's next mayor. Wyatt, who is expected to make his official announcement later today, will be seeking the Democratic Party nod in the 2025 mayoral race, along with State Senator Sean Ryan and former Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield. Also, Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon appears on the verge of announcing his candidacy. A frequent critic of former Mayor Byron Brown, Wyatt was appointed to the council in 2014 and was elected to represent the University District in 2015, 2019, and in 2023. Support continues to build for a Democratic Party hopeful for the county legislature. Taisha St. Jean Tard has been officially endorsed by the Erie County Democratic Committee as she seeks to take over the seat of April Baskin, who was elected in November to the state Senate. Currently, Common Council Chief of Staff St. Jean Tard also has been endorsed by Baskin, State Senator Sean Ryan, and Acting Mayor Chris Scanlon. Thousands of New York motorists will be paying off traffic tickets this holiday season following a ramped-up enforcement effort over the Thanksgiving weekend. Governor Kathy Hochul's Traffic Safety Committee says that over 50,000 tickets were handed out during the period, including 10,000 for speeding. They say that's a 42% increase over last year's Thanksgiving holiday effort. The Thanksgiving Impaired Driving Enforcement Campaign is one of several coordinated initiatives sponsored by the governor's Traffic Safety Committee. A common council member is demanding answers over the closing of Braemiller Market in downtown Buffalo. Following the announcement that the grocery store would be closing in the coming days, Leah Halton Pope issued a statement demanding quote-unquote accountability and transparency. The Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency in late 2023 approved a forgivable loan of $561,000 to the grocery store that was funded by federal pandemic relief dollars. According to Halton Pope, Braemiller Market was one of two grocery stores in the Ellicott District she represents. She plans to introduce a resolution regarding the matter at the upcoming council meeting. A hunter in Chautauqua County is safe after emergency responders worked to locate the man in the town of Westfield. According to the Chautauqua County Sheriff's Department, the 45-year-old from Pennsylvania was tracking a deer late Friday afternoon when he lost his way. While the area had limited cell phone coverage, the man was able to provide his coordinates before the phone became inoperable. Deputies deployed canine Bentley to locate the hunter just before 10 p.m. He was not injured. And the price of gasoline is approaching its lowest level in over 3 years. That's according to the AAA of Western and Central New York, which reports the average price in Buffalo for a gallon of unleaded gasoline is $3.16, down 2 cents from last week. The national average price sits at $3.02 per gallon, a decrease of 3 cents over the last week. The national average has not been below $3 since May 11th, 2021.
Don't forget to like or subscribe so you can help others find this podcast. And if you love it, leave a review too. The WBFO Brief Podcast and the award-winning journalism of WBFO's news team are made possible by our members. Thank you for listening.